Good morning, kings and queens. Today is Wednesday, February the 8th, and prayerfully, each and every one of you has not only woken up on the bright side and not on the bad side, but you're doing things that are necessary, that are equivalent to being better, equivalent to being great, equivalent to being triumphant and magnificent and great, gracious and all the other adjectives that you want to use, right? But you're one of them, you know? You're one of those people who actually believes that they're one of those people. You believe that whatever is happening, whatever is doing, is because it's necessary and it needs to be done. And you see that. You understand that. You are applauded by that. And that is what truly, truly matters. Because if you don't see it for yourself, then you never will. You can learn it. But sometimes there are more people who see the things that are in you than you see in yourself. And I'm one of those people. There are so many people who will tell me, I see the light that's inside of you. I see the beauty that's inside of you, the pure and innocence that's inside of you, the lovingness, the kindness, the person who's going to change the world inside of you. But if you don't see it, then it'll never get done. If you don't see it, then it's just going to be exactly what it is. Mere words that people are telling you. You have to start believing in you. Start believing and exploring who you are and whose you are. How can you change one portion of the world? How can you change the world for the better? How can you be one of those people who are actually seen as a pioneer in this society, in this community, in this nation, in this world, if you sit idle on the seat that is most comfortable for you? Kings and queens, we have to stop sitting idle. We have to stop becoming complacent. We have to stop becoming so comfortable that we forget that we're placed on this earth because we're meant to help, sometimes to rescue, and to change. Help, rescue, and change. Those are pivotal points of your life. Because if you don't do something, and whatever you were supposed to do was tailored for someone else to grab onto or to gravitate towards to, or they needed you to start first before they can even finish their destiny or purpose, you pause the chain. And I don't mean this to scare anyone. I mean this as, if you don't do your destiny or your purpose, someone else is going to miss out on something that you could have taught them, that you could have brought them through, that you could have done for them. And it's all because you wanted to be comfortable. You wanted to be complacent. You wanted to stay idle, or you were too scared, and scared is the biggest one. We fear so much when fear should fear us. Let me say that again. We fear so much when fear should fear us. Stop staying so idle. Stop being complacent. Stop being comfortable. And get yourself up and explore yourself. Explore the world around you. Explore not the things that people keep telling you, oh, that's too dangerous, don't do that. No. Explore because you deserve it. Explore because you earned it. Explore because someone needs you or something needs you to do what you are so afraid to do. Kings and queens, I love you guys to the moon and back. Let's stop being so idle. Let's stop being so complacent. Let's stop being so comfortable and jump out there and kick fear in its ass. Excuse my French. But jump out there. Explore yourself. Explore the world around you. But most importantly, do what you need to do so everyone else can progress outside of you. And remember, if you don't do it, eventually someone else will. So why not you be the person to do it? I love you guys. The moon and back. I pray you have a marvelous Wednesday and that everything is what meets the eye.